Hey, what's going on? I'm Phil.
And I'm Ryan. This is going to be our first of the weekly podcast we're going to be doing. We entitled it Hipster. That'd be, I think that's Phil.
No, it's not me.
It's not him. Okay. So that's myself. And then this guy over here, that's Mr. Homeboy over there,
so,
Phil.
Yeah, this is episode one of Hipster and the Homeboy podcast. And we're going to try to keep you entertained with the goings-ons of the world.
As much as we can. I think this episode, we're going to go over everything that happened in 2016. A lot. Way too much happened. Way too many bad things.
Thank God 2016 is over. Let's
just
say that.
It's finally over.
It's finally over.
But we're going to try to do this. We're going to do this every week and put it out every Wednesday.
We're going to try to make it every Wednesday, at least once a week.
At least once a week for sure, and we'll see how it goes from there. But first, I figured this first episode, we'll just start talking about what everything that happened in 2016. First of all,
well, why don't we introduce ourselves? I'm Phil.
Right.
We've got that established.
We have that established.
Nice. This is what it sounds like to be new at this.
Yeah.
And
I'm
the homeboy.
Okay.
The reason I'm the homeboy, so if y'all don't know me, I am black, of the black persuasion.
Have you seen that? Some of the people that are listening, I want to confirm that he is black.
And Ryan is white.
Yes, and I have tattoos. And
he wears a lot of plaid.
I wear a lot of plaid. Flannel, mostly. Tight pants. I like things that come in mason jars.
Yes, whiskeys.
Whiskeys. I had a beard up until yesterday, but I shaved it off because, 2017, new year, new me.
Yeah, new year, new you.
Yeah.
New you, boo.
That's right. And I am the what we're claiming, and if you can't see, I'm doing air quotes, the hipster of the group.
The hipster.
I don't like to use that association for myself, but it does fit me the best. I do kind of fall into that atmosphere, so.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Well, welcome. Welcome so far. This is, like I said, this is the first one, so please bear with us as we're figuring out everything we're doing.
As we trudge through this journey.
As we get through this journey. So, first off, before we get into all the stuff that actually happened this 2016, how was your 2016?
My 2016 overall, there was an arc. Yeah, some good stuff, some bad stuff.
Yeah. What's some of the good stuff?
Let's see. I got a promotion.
Congrats.
Yes. So, I am more important in my own head than I was before. I'm adulting a lot more.
There you go.
As much as I can in my mom's house.
It's all right.
It's all right. I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
But I don't like labels.
No,
so.
No.
As a millennial, I don't like labels.
So that was the good. What was the bad?
My uncle passed away.
Okay. Sorry about that.
It's all right. It happens. Yeah. And,
Hey, if anything, he passed away in a year with. He probably met a lot of celebrities on the way
up. Yeah, you know what? He was like in between. And, he was a good guy overall. And I got to go back home, the home country, couple times. That's part of the good.
You got to go back to home country. Okay.
I got to go.
Which is Northern Europe, right?
No. It's Haiti. I got to go back to Haiti. I went twice, and I'm probably going to end up going more and more in the coming future.
I've never been to Haiti. Is it hot?
It's most of the time.
Most of the time. Okay.
It's closer to the equator than we are.
Uh-huh.
So I would say today it's warmer there than it is now.
Probably being in New York, it's probably a lot warmer in Haiti.
A lot warmer in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that it's a tropical country.
Very
overall,
tropical. So. Right. My 2016 was very eventful. I started the year off in Arizona, in Phoenix, Arizona, and stayed there till about July or August, and then made the 4-day trek back to New York.
Mm.
Yeah, it was. You see a lot of things when you drive across the country. You really learn why we voted Donald Trump into office when you drive across country.
See, those they're called the flyover states, the drive-through states.
Definitely the flyover states. And got back here in August. Stayed with my cousin in Long Island on the Golden Coast. Gold like these. Microphones that we're using for people listening, these microphones are very gold. But this also, just to touch on this will also be uploaded in video on YouTube as I'm recording it on my iPhone, which I got in 2016, which is also another awesome thing. Then moved to Queens, where we are now, recording from Queens.
Yeah, so this is Queens, Woodside,
yeah.
Right?
Woodside, yeah. Right down the road from Astoria, because that's the hip part, remember. Hipster. Yeah. Gotta keep that alive.
Keep hipster alive.
Got a job in New York City in advertising. It's going well, swimmingly, as they would say. So that's, and then, yeah.
So you're like a hipster 2017 madman.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Donald Draper, except a little, you know, a little less alcohol, a little bit more flannel.
Yeah. All right. So what happened in 2016 in the world? What matters that happened? Because nobody gives a shit about it.
Well, right now there's a horrible photo staring us in the face of a man doing this.
And the new president.
The new president, Mr. Donald Trump, elected president in 2016.
What can you say about our president-elect Donald Trump that hasn't already been said?
There's a lot has been said. He's also said enough for himself through his Twitter and then just the things he's done in life.
That motherfucker. He's just like off the cuff. Just, yeah. He's unhinged.
It's kind of like that drunk uncle you have at like family gatherings that if he gets too much alcohol, he just starts talking about racist things and you're just like, that's just Uncle Donald. He's just drunk. But no, he never sobers up and never goes away.
Yeah. He's mainlining whatever liquor that is.
He's loving it. Him and Ivanka. He's loving it.
Is it Ivanka or is it Vanya?
Ivanya. Melania
is his wife.
I thought Ivanka was his wife.
That's his daughter who he wishes was his wife.
I'm sure he does. I've seen some pictures. I'm sure he wishes it was his wife.
He's admitted it.
Yeah.
I'd be dating her. That's fucking gross.
That's weird. It's a little weird for a father to say he'd date his daughter. Though she is very attractive. I'll give him that,
But still, that's not really... I mean, so yeah, Donald Trump, believe it or not, if you're waking up from...
a coma that you've been in.
For the last 20 months, Donald Trump is our president-elect.
Good morning and welcome to the hell you live in now.
Yes, we no longer have some greats and we just acquired a not-so-great. Like Donald Trump, I'm using a word as opposed to the word opposite to it.
Right.
To talk about it.
Of course.
Yeah. So.
Got to kind of beat around the bush.
Instead of saying stupid, I'll just say not smart. Exactly. Oh, she's very not smart.
Very not smart.
Yes.
Yeah, he is going to be our president in what? Like, today is the third?
Second. Tomorrow's the third.
Tomorrow's the third. Today is the second, so he gets inaugurated in what? The 17th?
Well, no. It'll be on the news.
It'll, yeah. We're not 100% sure.
It's not. It's not, something that you're looking forward to, so you don't...
But to get back to him being in office, it was a very eventful nomination, electoral race and everything versus Hillary Clinton, who we all thought and were hoping would win. But
apparently, emails are more important
than racial.
Than anything else. Say bad. Like, you could just be off, you could be Donald Trump.
One thing I keep saying, as much of a Donald Trump supporter I am not, he did go to the states that were swinging for the vote, where Hillary Clinton was kind of just like, I don't need to go. They're going to vote for me anyway.
He really did.
As much as I don't like him, I will give him the fact that he really did bust his ass out there.
His ground game, which they if you watched the news, his ground game was supposedly weak. Mm-hmm. But he was going over to those flyover states, the non-drive-through states, and he was driving through. He was definitely.
He's an entrepreneurial business guy. He knows how to hit the ground running kind of person.
And that was what it was. What he did was he basically was just like, "What do you want? Okay, that's what you want. That's what I'm going to do. What do
now,
you want?
Let's see if he actually does it.
He's already pulled out. He's already pulled out, and he's nutted on that napkin. It's over. He's already admitted that he's like, we're not
putting
doing
his
that.
Pants back on and heading out the door.
Exactly.
He's saying, just thank like, you right, so much.
Thank you so much. You good? Do you need
in this fictional situation, who is the lover? Is it the United States or is it Putin?
Putin is the person he's going back to bed with.
Ah, that's true. Oh, yes, so we're his mistress.
Yeah,
got it. Okay, mm-hmm. Makes sense now. Okay,
that's why he's leaving.
Let's just move on from Donald Trump because I feel like this could be a whole
rhetoric
episode. Yeah, let's move on to some of the people we lost.
Unfortunately, we lost a lot of greats.
A lot of greats. Up until like 3 days ago.
And what pissed me off about the great situation is we lost people that were good in their own right, mm-hmm. but like they gained fans after they died, which usually happens. Like, I mean, I was a fan of David Bowie. Not really, well. I'm going to lose my homeboy card my first episode, right?
Yeah.
I was a fan of David Bowie, but realistically, as a DJ, there's not too much calling for David Bowie on, when I'm playing parties that would, respect the music.
Right.
A large enough age group and a diverse enough crowd. I mean, maybe Let's Dance.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or it's a Spaceman one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. So you can see, I'm also not the biggest David Bowie fan.
But when he died, it was like David Bowie was all over my
Facebook Instagram.
And Instagram feed. Mm-hmm. And realistically, like, I have, you know, respect for him, what he did, what he's done for music, what he's done for integration in music. You know, he's the first white musician to be on Soul Train.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, he was, and then he was also one of the advocates for African American artists on MTV earlier than they should have, well, than they expected it.
Well, it's the same thing with another person we lost, George Michael. A lot of stuff is coming up about him now. A lot of people are trying to get on him because he was gay and trying to go after that and, you know, really hit on that stigma. But a lot of other things are coming out right now about all the good he did, like donating most of his money to charities, and also that he, I don't know exactly who it is off the top of my head, but he added someone to the songs that he, an album he put out, he added someone on there so they would get royalties for the rest of their life because the, they were in a bind. So a lot of good things coming out about George Michael's now, and also people still coming out and trying to bash on him for being, you know, a gay artist.
Well, everybody has their thing that they're gonna like hold up as the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. You know,
we kept Betty White, though. I said this before, she made it. She won the Hunger Games of 2016. She made it.
Yeah, I was watching, you know, the New Year's special as I was DJing, and I saw Lionel Richie. I was like, is he going to die, like, on camera?
We all thought Mariah Carey was going to die on camera.
Mariah Carey did die on camera.
She did. Her career died on camera.
Her career died a couple of years ago. I mean, and by that, I mean the Grim Reaper wasn't a canon.
And he moved on to, now he hosts
Wildin' Out.
Yeah,
he's hosting. And he's hosting American Idol now.
No, I think it's that X Factor show or the Voice. The Voice.
The X Idol Voice.
I don't know. He's on something.
Voice Factor.
X Voice.
Something like
something.
That.
He's on the side stage.
He's on the side of the stage, looking in the camera.
Yep, and hooting and hollering.
Yes, he's chucking and driving. He's making that check.
So David Bowie.
Can't be mad at him.
We
lost David Bowie.
We lost. We also lost, like I said, George Michaels. Missed that guy. One of the greatest boxers. We were talking about this before with Mike Tyson and
just
Ali.
In the car.
And we lost Ali this year. One of the greatest boxers of probably all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ali is. This is what I was talking about with David Bowie. And I'm going to hit this point a bunch of times when we talk about these deaths.
Do it.
Muhammad Ali is one of these guys that they rewrote history about when he once he died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look at all the stuff that's going on, and we're hearing about all this, you know, people that are fighting for injustices and stuff. And not to get on my soapbox, but realistically, Muhammad Ali in his time, for a good portion of the country, was hated. Just like Colin Kaepernick,
yeah.
But when he died, it's easier now that, you know, 1964 has passed, Brown versus the Board of Ed has passed, school integration is enforced in some way, shape, or form, you know, the separate but equal is deemed unequal, that kind of stuff has happened, and it's easy to stand on the right side of history when history is history, you know, when it's happening now. We're hearing the same type of rhetoric that we probably would have heard in regards to Muhammad Ali. But when Muhammad Ali died, the same people that are talking trash about Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, Colin Kaepernick, that guy. Can't get a break.
He can't get a break, no. Man. But going back to it, Muhammad Ali is another one of the greats. He's did a lot for, you know, as a civil rights activist, you know. So I mean,
and probably boxing too. You would say he probably maybe made boxing a little bit more popular among the general population than what it was.
Well,
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I wasn't around.
He probably made. I would say he made boxing more entertaining because you know, just everything leading up to a fight with him was just media was just, you know, there. Thanks to him and his, you know, his corner man Bundini Brown, they, you know, came up with the rhymes and
the
all that
original
stuff.
Hype man.
Yeah, he was the original hype man. He was his own hype man.
In the homeboy community, they would call that the OG, correct?
In the homeboy community, that would be called the OG.
I got it.
What is the hipster equivalent to OG?
I can't think of anything.
You see? See, it's what's gonna happen.
Artisan. He's the artist. No, because everything in the hipster community is artisan.
Yeah, but see, what happens is what you guys do is you wait till we stop using it, and you come back and you polish it up real nice, and then it is gonna be like OG, but just like a shinier,
right?
But beaten up shiny OG. Yeah.
White people, we use like black culture kind of like as a Salvation Army.
That's exactly
what it was last season stuff. We're gonna, OG's not being used anymore. It's half off. Buy it up. We can start using it, guys.
Hey, at least you admit it, man. That's
what black culture is the Salvation Army for the white people. Oh, that's gonna get me in trouble. That's gonna be a lot of trouble. Let's move on to the next person we lost. Well, these aren't necessarily in order, just so you know. We're just seeing this on a website.
Yeah.
On our fancy computer in front of us.
Another great loss was Prince.
I was gonna say, can we not say his name? Can we do with the first? Because that's how you would say it when he was the artist formerly known as Prince.
The artist, yes. He was the artist.
He was the, oh, that was what they were calling
him? He was the symbol, but he was the artist.
The symbol.
Yeah. Do you remember his guitar?
I do. Symbol? I don't get what the symbol is. It's like a J with a band.
It's like a P.
It's like a banjo with a J. Another thing that we picked up at the Hip Hop Salvation Army, the banjo.
No. Maybe Arrested Development, they would use that.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Deliverance. But yes, we lost Prince, which was kind of out of nowhere. Just kind of like with George Michael's. It was kind of out of nowhere.
It was like Michael Jackson's death, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I remember when Michael Jackson died.
It was out of nowhere. It was like so random that you were like, nah, you fucking around.
You remember? I mean, I know we weren't around, but our parents were around when JFK got shot. You know, the whole thing was, where were you when JFK died?
Well, my parents were probably to say Haiti.
Okay, well, my dad was in East Brooklyn. But it's like, where were you when Michael Jackson died? I remember where I was.
I remember.
I was at the Jersey Shore with an ex-girlfriend, and I came into the room.
Are you fist pumping?
No.
Your last name does end in a vowel. So.
I am Italian. I am Leone, so we do the E. But no one ever pronounces the E, you know that? It's always Leone, because I think it's French.
Siri pronounces it.
No, she doesn't pronounce
it. My car, Siri does.
I can't.
I'm not going to, no, but I'm. Trust me, Siri pronounces it.
Thank you, Siri. I appreciate it for doing that. But I was at the Jersey Shore at the beach, and we came to the hotel, and it was on TV, and we just watched that the rest of the day. Where were you?
I was at my boy Mike's house.
Jackson?
No, not Michael Jackson. My boy Mike D. And my cousin told me, and at the time, my cousin was still half learning English, American English. He learned school English in Haiti, but he texted us. He was like, Michael Jackson's dead. I was like,
his English is off. He's probably trying to say he's happy.
No, it may not be the Jackson that we know.
Right.
But he texted me that, and I was like, no way. And I told Mike, and Mike, I don't even know why we were hanging out, but we were just hanging out at Mike's house, and it was just like, Michael Jackson's dead. And it was like, because nothing led up to it, you know, and that's what happens with people like that. Nothing leads up to it. It's just like dead air, and then boom.
Right.
You know, this is usually in the midst of nothing. With Michael Jackson, they said he was working on his final tour, the This Is It tour, that they actually put on video that you can like actual watch the train, the practice and stuff like that for it. It was still quiet. Like, he wasn't like promoting it big time. Right. He wasn't making a lot of noise. And the same thing with Prince. Prince was being Prince.
Yeah.
Prince was just like recluse. So
the thing I love about Prince is he played every single instrument most of the time on his albums when he recorded, as opposed to a lot of artists today who don't play their instruments on their recordings. He played basically everything, even that funny looking guitar.
Believe it or not, Michael Jackson played a lot of instruments also. But you know who does in the hip hop community play a lot of instruments? Oh. Flavor Flav.
Yeah?
Flavor Flav plays like 12 instruments.
Instruments.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I found that out when I was in high school. I met one of the producers that they work with, Johnny Juice Rosado. He was showing us stuff on the turntables and stuff, and showing us how they made beats in the studio and stuff. It was at the Public Enemy studio, and he was like, Flav comes in here and he plays all of this,
like drums, guitars,
bass. He plays the guitar, he plays the bass, he plays piano. Matter of fact, if you remember, he did that show with Bridget Nielsen.
The Flavor of, House of Flavor, whatever?
Flavor of Love.
Yep.
Oh, no, not Flavor of Love. Mm. What, one of those love flavors.
I don't know. The whatever. One with the chick from Rocky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, there's an episode when they where he goes to Europe, mm-hmm. and he's like with her there. There's a scene where he's actually playing the piano, playing classical piano while she's singing. Hmm. Yeah.
You gotta love musicians that can play more than one instrument. You gotta respect it.
Well, I don't play any instruments.
I play drums.
that's true. I play other people's music.
Yeah, but you mix it into your own little thing.
See? You can't even make it sound nice. You can't even make what I do sound nice. It's just DJing. I'm in the background.
Mm-hmm.
What, the Cavs won? Did the Cavs win? Cavs beat
yeah, somebody? No, the Cavs won last
I don't
year.
Enough pay enough attention
I don't really
to
pay, you know,
basketball.
Not a big bet. Someone won the NBA championship. And I think at this point they're already playing again.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they're into this season, so it doesn't really matter. Someone won last year, just so you know. A basketball team won. We think it's the Cavs, probably.
I think LeBron James is the new...
President?
The new president of this. That's how it works. President of the NBA?
Yeah, he's the president of the NBA now.
All right.
Phil Jackson is out.
Phil Jackson gave himself the boot with his Trump-like comment.
Yes.
Well,
I don't know.
And then Britain is not part of Europe anymore.
Britain dipped out.
Yes. So Brexit.
Brexit.
From what I understand, a lot of people that voted went to find out what they voted for after they voted.
That's good.
During Brexit. It was like, wait, what happened?
Wait, we did what now?
No.
Wait, because Trump's in office? Oh, jeez.
That's pretty much what happened.
I got to stop voting drunk.
They campaigned so well, and then they sold them, not lies, but they just didn't sell up the exact truth, and they just kind of voted themselves out of Europe.
Well, it happens. You know, these things happen. But getting back to sports.
Getting back to the future, actually. Is
there a hip-hop artist?
No, the movie, Back to the Future.
Oh, Back to the Future. See, yes. I know I've heard Future thrown around my office a lot, so I know of him. Never heard of his
Ryan
stuff.
Ryan works with other black people.
Yes, there's many.
So the Chicago Cubs won the World Series.
And a year off, though. Remember,
Back to the Future was
2015, which they were close, but the Mets punched them out, which I was very happy about, but then the Mets lost the World Series, and I was very sad.
It's the Mets, though. That's why I'm a Mets fan.
We got there, though.
We got there.
And, we beat them out last year, and then they won this year. So congratulations to the Chicago Cubs. I think it was, like, what, 82 years?
It was something ridiculous.
Something long. Like, people's grandfathers were still alive waiting for this, and then I think they finally croaked.
Yeah, it was something...
It was something like 8 years.
Bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. That's how I know how to spell bananas, because
that song,
of
right?
Stefani. Also, I know how to spell Florida because of Flo Rida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I always knew how to spell William. So.
Oh, Will I Am?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank God for hip-hop artists and their fun names.
Moving right along, George Michael passed away like right at the end.
On Christmas Day.
He almost made it. That's like the worst Christmas present. Man, he almost
worst
made
Christmas
it.
Present.
Mm, that's crazy. And then we lost Carrie.
Can we talk about it?
I mean, you can go ahead. This is your realm. I'm not a big Star Wars fan.
I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
And I'm not on a horse or a high horse. Mm-hmm. Saying that I'm not a Star Wars fan, and I'm not one of those guys. I'm not a Star Wars fan because of one thing. I started with Episode 1.
Mm, there's a problem.
And my friend from middle school, he was like, "Yeah, these movies are great. This is going to be great." And he took me to see Jar Jar Binks, and then that was my litmus test Star Wars.
Yeah, that's a bad one to start with. I started with Star Wars. Remember back in the late 90s, they put all the old ones back in the movie theater.
Because
I was like,
they were going to do the episodes. Yeah. And
I was 13. I was impressionable. As a 13-year-old is. And I went and saw them, and I fell in love with them. And then I saw Episode 1, and I was like, this is really bad.
Yeah.
And then they started doing 2, and 3 was
two
great.
And, three. I saw the last one.
What, Force Awakens or Rogue One?
No. The last one of the second series.
Revenge of the Sith.
Episode 3's.
Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I saw that one. That's the one where Anakin fights in the
Obi-Wan to become Darth Vader
in the lava pit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen
Mustafar.
That.
Mustafar.
So I saw that scene a couple hundred times when I was working at Best Buy, because I worked in the video game section, which was right next to home theater,
which probably played it on repeat constantly.
There was a demo disc in there.
Right.
So what happens is, if you're a customer, you may see it maybe once or twice. If you stay there long enough, three times. I was there.
So at the end, could you rework? Could you repeat everything?
At the time, I knew the words.
Like, you could just stand there and say, you know, things like, "You were supposed to be the chosen one. You were my brother. I loved you." Like, just on point.
I have the high ground now.
Yeah. Then he cuts his legs off.
See, I don't think it went that far. I think the scene stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before that.
Mm-hmm. Well, getting back to...
Also, when Qui-Gon dies, is another scene that I remember because it was burned into my memory because of Best Buy.
Oh, they played that scene?
They played the scene, like, right before it, but I remember because I had seen that movie in the theater.
There's some fantastic videos out there right now of people replacing whenever the lightsaber hits with, like, things like Jar Jar Binks screams, "Oh, no." It's hilarious. And every time a lightsaber hits, it just goes, "Oh, no, oh, no."
No, what's funny is when they replace swords in random movies with lightsabers.
Huh.
No. No, not with no nose. But if they did that, it would be like I think the movie would blow up if that's too much.
Speaking of that stuff, have you ever seen Safe for Work porn?
That stuff's hilarious.
That stuff's great. Go check it out.
Yes,
if you're watching, go
Google
Safe for Work porn.
Safe for Work porn.
It's hilarious. And you can watch it at work because it truly is safe.
It's SFW porn.
I mean, it is, you know, you can see by their facial expressions that they're engaging in some sort of adult action. But
just something very pleasurable.
But the hoo-has are taken out of it.
How did we get here? Carrie Fisher.
Anyway, back to what we were talking about. We lost, what was it, like only 4 days ago? It was the day after Christmas?
It was... Ooh, what day was that?
It was last week. It was last week we lost Carrie Fisher. Like,
and
if I wasn't in a studio with a lot of electronics, I would pour one out for her because that's how upset I was about it.
Yeah.
See, we could steal that from you guys now because we picked that up from the white person salvation store. Salvation Army.
So the white person salvation store. Okay.
Gonna need it.
So, yeah.
And she passed away. She had a sudden heart attack on a plane. And the thing is, they helped her. And she was apparently in critical condition, and then she was in stable condition, and then I was out in the city, and I got a text saying that Carrie Fisher died, and the first thing I did was I sent the gif of Darth Vader doing "no" from Revenge of the Sith. I sent that to the person because I was very upset that she died. And then a couple days later, her poor mother, no, actually the next day, her mother, Debbie Reynolds, passed away from a stroke. That just shows the love right there. Like, she was so upset she died because of her daughter dying. So that was it. At that point, I was just like...
Like, 2016 was like a year of loss.
A lot of loss.
A lot of loss, especially if you were progressive.
Mm-hmm.
If you were progressive, if you liked dope music, if you liked awesome movies.
Yep.
If you liked...
Freedom.
Freedom. If you liked Steph Curry, you know, it was a year of loss.
What happened to Steph Curry?
He fucking lost.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I work with that guy. What the hell happened to him?
You don't work with Steph Curry, do you?
I know. One of
the clients?
Yeah. Well,
I don't think you can say that.
No.
You're
going to take that out. I work with no one. But, wait. Oh, yeah, I guess they lost in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they won last year. How greedy? How many trophies do you need?
That's Jordan.
And how many rings do you need? Punch someone in the face with those.
So that was 2016. So we're looking forward to 2017. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, no one's died yet.
It was 2 days in, a day and a half in.
Still, I mean, it's raining outside, but that's not a big deal. That happens in New York. You know, so far, so good. Everyone's here. Everyone's accounted for. I did a count this morning. We're all good. Everyone's here. Betty White, man, made it.
Betty White made it.
I think if she would have died, everyone would not have celebrated the new year.
I think it was the GoFundMe.
Yeah, it was the GoFundMe. There was a GoFundMe to keep Betty White alive. They raised $6,000. What they're doing with it, I don't know if she's getting it, if they're like donating it to charity, but they raised $6,000 to keep her alive, and I guess it worked. She's still here. She won the 2016 Hunger Games. Congratulations, Betty White.
God.
She beat out all the Golden Girls, too. Not Betty Davis. B. Arthur. The kind of whorish one.
That's right. They were getting it in on that show. Right?
Oh, well, one of them was. Yeah. I forget her name. Then the old one. The old one was actually the youngest. Little Golden Girls fact for you. She was made to look older.
Okay.
But she was one of the youngest ones on the show.
I heard the sweater budget on that show was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Next to the Cosby sweater budget and Roofie budget. What?
Wow.
That also happened last year.
Was that last? I mean, that's been
ongoing. That's been going for a long time. He's been making people fall asleep and... Why? I'm not.
I mean, the whole Cosby thing, man. That's just... Your man. You know what it is? Like, I think what happens is everybody fell in love with the idea of Cliff Huxtable.
Yeah.
And Claire Huxtable.
He was
the Huxtables.
He was the safe black guy for the 80s or 90s.
He was the safe black guy on TV. There was always one.
Yeah.
Sidney Poitier was the original safe black guy.
And then Urkel.
Well, that's a big jump from Poitier to Urkel. We're going to have to brush up on your black media history before we have this conversation.
I know of Kenan and Kel.
Yes.
Great show. Also, speaking of Urkel, I don't know if you use this terminology, but I had a friend that had been asking a girl out for over a year. She kept saying no, and then she finally said yes, and they're getting married now. So I call that the Steve Urkel approach.
I'm wearing you down, baby.
Yeah.
I'm wearing you down.
Basically. Not the Jameel White.
Jaleel. And his name was Stefan Urkel. His real name is Jaleel White.
When he went into his alter ego. Not his alter ego. He's like...
How did they explain that out?
Like it was just a machine.
Well, no, it wasn't originally a machine. Originally it was a potion.
Potion?
It was Cool Jeans. That was the first. Yep, it was a blue liquid called Blue Jeans.
I don't know. It was Cool Jeans. It was the 90s.
And then after that, it was called Boss Socks.
Was this like promoted by Boss, the company?
No.
And Jankos?
No. But it was Cool Jeans and then Boss Socks and
I don't know. Like I said, it was the 90s, man. I was a young kid. I was probably just eating.
I watched a lot of it.
Yeah? You watch a lot of...
Syndicated.
TGIF. Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, but I got it. It was a syndicated on Channel 11.
Well, and Nick at Night. But remember, TGIF, you got Family Matters, Full House, Boy Meets World. There was a fourth one I never watched.
Step
by Step. Yeah, I didn't like that one. It seemed unplausible.
What, the two families getting together?
It was like a modern-day Brady Bunch.
That's exactly what it was.
They tried.
They were a blended family.
I didn't like it. I didn't like Susan Sarandon?
Suzanne Somers.
And
Patrick Duffy. It was like...
Patrick Duffy was okay. He was in that show...
Dallas. But Patrick... I don't know. Suzanne... Really? Suzanne Somers. She was like the
She was like a sex symbol back then.
In the late 70s.
80s? And is she alive?
Suzanne Somers is still alive. Okay. She's not...
Farrah Fawcett died.
There was a period where she was like still hot. And she was like 50s.
And then she hit that wall.
And yeah, she hit the
is there anybody else that died?
Suburban white lady wall.
I mean, there's a lot of people that died last year. I mean, we only hit the couple of people that died. Who else died? Is there anybody else you can figure off the top of your head that died?
I don't want to say nobody important because we're all important to somebody.
It doesn't matter if we're all special. All special.
We are all God's little snowflakes. But nobody that... was in the media that I'm aware of. That's probably the safest way for me to say that.
That's a good way to put it. there's some people that passed away that were truly inspirational. I think some poets, some writers, a lot of women in science. Apparently, the woman that discovered dark matter, a very influential woman scientist that discovered dark matter, who did not win the Nobel Peace Prize for that, and was not really shown much praise for, passed away this year. So we lost influential women in very influential roles too. So that sucks. I mean, obviously, like you said, if we lose anybody, it sucks. But
absolutely,
these are the people in the spotlight that we talked about. And then, Donald Trump.
I mean, if we lose Donald Trump, it's still be...
We'd still have Pence.
Well, it's not even that. Well, that aside, I'm just talking about Donald Trump as a person.
Yeah.
It'd still be sad because that motherfucker says some wild shit.
He's great.
He's a great person to have just for comedy.
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely going to surpass George Bush and stupid things. He's already surpassed George Bush and stupid things said in public.
Late night talk show hosts are going to have a field. SNL is going to have stuff for the next 4 years.
Oh, no. But according to him, that's a terrible show. Stop being funny a long time ago.
And so
I don't know what they're doing on that show. It's just terrible. Terrible. It's very mean. Very, very mean comments.
Very mean show. Such a mean one. Such a mean show. But, yeah, we're gonna have a lot of information. Who are you texting?
Don't worry about who I'm texting.
You're just so busy texting.
But you see, I'm engaged, though.
You're engaged, I'm just saying.
Gosh.
It keeps popping up on the computer. Well,
maybe I'm texting so that in the future I can become engaged.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Oh, you like that play on words?
Oh, what's his name?
Hey. But you know what? We're not going to make fun of me for that because it's 2017.
Yeah.
And we're progressive here on the podcast.
It was a legitimate question.
Legit what?
It was a legitimate question.
You really?
No, I know you're not. If you were, it'd be fine.
Not that I'm offended. Yeah. I mean, if I was, it'd be okay, but I'm just not.
Hashtag we're progressive.
Hashtag I'm
hashtag
not offended.
Progressive soup. Hashtag progressive auto insurance. These are not sponsors. I'm just thinking of things with the word progressive.
Hey, but if you want to throw us a check, we'll definitely talk about
us. If you want to sponsor us, that'd be fun too.
Throw us a check, and we'll definitely talk about your stuffs in a mid roll or something.
I could put a banner behind us.
Yeah, because I'm like, banner for what? Like this is
a big. Well, yeah, because
we're videotaping.
We're also
this.
Videotaping this. This will be on YouTube as well, and on the Facebooks, and the Twitters, and the Instagrams,
and the intrawebs.
While we're getting to the end, I have. All right, so I have created an Instagram for us.
Okay.
It's
oh my God, you're so bad at this.
Yep.
It's definitely going to be hipster homeboy
You know what? Just start, I think it's hipster. It's hipster and homeboy.
Google. The Googles was hipster and
Google. Well, that's the email, yeah. But it's hipster and homeboy. It's hipster A-N-D.
I have to wait for my
homeboy
Instagram to refresh because I have...
You have an iPhone 6.
iPhone 6.
iPhone and, 6.
Yeah. Think about that. Think about how far we've come.
Two phones.
I do have two phones. But think about how far we've come that I can say that my iPhone 6 is slow as shit right now.
Do you ever think they do it on... I mean... Little known fact, we used to work at Apple.
Yes.
So do you ever think they put they make it like that?
Planned obsolescence is definitely a part of Apple's strategy.
Absolutely. I mean, for at least their mobile devices, their computers, have been doing well so far.
That one, the workhorse is a 2011.
Oh, you still got an IR blaster on it.
What? What?
IR blaster, that thing. So you can use the remote.
Oh, IR blaster. Oh, infrared. Gotcha. I don't use the remote. I don't even know where
remotes came with this. They had remotes for those.
Little white one.
Yep.
Yeah, I lost that. And that little white one worked with the Apple TV also.
Yeah.
It worked with everything Apple.
Remember when everything used to work with each other? Now everything, you have to get different dongles?
That's stupid.
Oh, that's another thing that happened this year is Apple came over with a new computer that you had to get many dongles for.
The USB-C.
Let's see. Let's think about the things we lost in tech this year as well. We lost the headphone jack on a couple of phones, most importantly the iPhone 7s, which I'm recording on right now. They came out with a new MacBook that you can only use USB-C type ports with. So we lost the ability to use regular USB stuff. And also the Note 7 almost killed everybody.
Oh, man. So, yes, it's hipster underscore homeboy.
Okay. Hipster underscore homeboy is the Instagram. The other one, apparently there's a hipster and homeboy out there. I'm going to call him.
Yeah.
He's probably not doing anything. I'm going to make a Facebook, and I'm also going to make a Twitter. We are on SoundCloud, Hipster and Homeboy as well, and we're going to put these up on iTunes as well. I don't know if there's like direct URLs, but if you search Hipster and Homeboy, you'll find it. But we're going to put this out everywhere, so you'll be able to find it, but definitely...
And when we get our shit together, we'll probably be on iTunes.
Yes. Yes,
that's the end goal. The end goal is further along than that, but one of our short-term goals, yes.
That's all right.
Boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes.
Boats, hoes, boats and hoes.
Mostly boats and hoes. There's really no other end game for this besides just a lot of boats and hoes.
Yeah. Well, a boat and hoes.
I'm talking about the hoes you garden with.
I don't need one of those. I mean, I don't need any of them on a boat.
I need multiple.
On a boat?
Well, boat is for boating things. Hoeing is for hoeing things.
Oh.
I garden.
I gotcha.
I don't garden.
You don't garden. I'm in Queens.
If you could tell by the plant that's in this room, I don't garden because it is very dead. You can't see it on either the video or the audio because it's audio, but there is a dead plant over there.
Yeah, you can't see that over the audio.
Yeah, no. Audio hasn't gotten to that. They should really work on that, getting audio visual stuff going. AV department.
Our AV department. You are the AV department.
I am the AV department.
I'm the AV.
That's where I found out I loved making drum music. Because I was on the football team and I hurt myself and I went to the AV room and I found out about music. And worked on the radio in the school and got kicked off because I would play punk rock. They didn't like punk rock. Go figure. But I think that's it for today.
Yeah, that's
I think
it.
That was our first one. That was a recap of everything that happened this year, and then also
a little
an
bit
introduction.
Of an introduction. So, yeah. What
Hipster,
we're going to do is
homeboy.
Yes,
we're going to do this every week. Hopefully,
yes.
No. We should make a commitment. We should really make a commitment to do it every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
Hipster and a homeboy every week, and this is going to be our movement for 2017. We're going to be doing a lot more creative stuffs. And you're gonna want to follow us on the interwebs.
A lot of places.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be
Facebook,
Instagram, probably Snapchat eventually.
Well, I mean, for him, he's got those goggles.
I have those Snapchat glasses.
Pay off.
Ooh, you got a little too close to the mic on that one.
Yeah, that's what the pop filters were.
See it. This is why we should be using these things. Whoop. Nope. That's gonna hit. That's gonna suck. These things.
Yeah.
Well, little poppers. See. Probably don't hear it. Okay. Anyway, every week we'll be doing the show, and we will be on many of the social networks that you can follow along. But SoundCloud and iTunes is where you're going to be able to hear this, and also I'll be putting this video up on YouTube, Facebook, everywhere. So, thank you guys for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening.
I guess I'm Ryan.
I'm Phil.
I'm the hipster.
I'm the homeboy.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
And we're out.
Later.